Dave Spadaro joined now by Eagles cornerback Brandon Boykin, a rookie from the University of Georgia. We are flooded in the Eagles organization with the Georgia Bulldogs. Brandon, welcome to our set here. Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. How's training camp going?
It's going well. We're going well so far. You know, just kind of new to the whole process, but I'm enjoying it each and every day, learning a lot on the go. So I'm just excited, getting ready for that first game.
Does it live up to the hype, training camp, the brutality, the intensity, the stress?
Well, coming from college, you know, it was college camp is really intense as well. So, you know, coming to this NFL atmosphere, it's kind of similar. You know, definitely on the field is intense. The meetings are something that's new to me as far as just the length of them. But, you know, like I said, I'm definitely transitioning well. Coming out here, seeing the fans out here interacting with us every day definitely helps. Allows you to kind of get motivated each and every day. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, when you mess up, they let you know. When you make a good play, they let you know.
Without a doubt, without a doubt.
Brandon, in college, you spend more time on the field than you do here? I mean, because of the CBA here, there's only one in pads practice. What's the college practice routine like?
Well, usually our week would be, you know, Tuesday be a full pad practice, Wednesday be shells. Thursday kind of be a light day, and then Friday, you know, we're preparing for the game. So I think the schedule is similar, but like you said, on the field a little bit longer, probably hitting a little bit longer. Up here is more, you know, thud, trying to take care of your body and things like that. So, you know, that's a good thing for me, you know, just getting adjusted to that type of lifestyle, you know, learning how to practice like a pro.
Describe Todd Bowles and his coaching style and kind of his message to the defensive backs.
Great coach. You know, somebody that can communicate well with the players. You know, he's a technician guy. He definitely wants you to be good in your technique, and that's something that I'm trying to do. You know, definitely in college, you know, like I said, I had a lot of athleticism, so sometimes I kind of relied on that a little bit more than my technique. But at this stage, you know, everybody's just as good as I am, you know, just as talented. So that's what's kind of going to set you apart. And, you know, he's definitely teaching me that every day.
Does he stress that you have to be a tough guy at the cornerback position, that it's not all about picking off the ball? It's got to be supporting the run and helping the other 10 guys in the field?
Always. And, you know, for me, playing that nickel position is kind of even more. You know, you're kind of like a linebacker in there, having to mix it up and play the run and pass. And, you know, like I think that the nickel is kind of the ultimate athlete, just being able to do both. Being able to cover in that length of field, you know, people as a receiver in the slot kind of got two-way goals all the time. So, you know, you definitely got to be quick on your feet.
What's your when you're again over the top of a receiver in the slot? What's your focal point? Are you looking at his hips, his chest? What's your area to kind of see whether he's going to go this way or that way?
First, I'd probably say his wide receiver split, where he is based off, you know, the formation. After that, you know, I'm definitely focusing on the hips. It's really important to get a jam on the receiver, you know, in that slot, especially since he has so much field to work with. So once you do that, you know, I think you can kind of stay in that hip pocket and, you know, just read the quarterback.
So if his split is a little bit wider, you might anticipate more of an inside move.
Absolutely. So you can kind of line up inside, so to speak, knowing that something inside will be coming because he's kind of giving away that outside feel.
When did you first realize in your life that cornerback was more than just staying with the receiver? I mean, when you're in Pop Warner or whatever, we're high school, college, all you got to do is stick with the guy, and he's only going to run a few different routes.
Absolutely.
It's a totally different world, isn't it?
I'd probably say ninth grade when I started playing varsity right off the bat. And, you know, like you said, in middle school, Pop Warner, you just go out there and cover. But, you know, there's so much more to the game, especially as a defensive player. You know, you got to learn a lot. You got to look for keys and things like that and read all this type of stuff before the ball snapped. And, you know, even when the ball snapped, you're reading. So, you know, for people out there that don't really know the game, it's a lot of thinking that goes along with it and a lot of preparing.
Yeah, you can't be a dummy and play football in the NFL.
Not at all.
Brandon, who's the most difficult guy that you've encountered in training camp to tackle in the open field?
I mean,
sticking with Deshaun is one thing, but like Shady amazing with those feet, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very quick, very shifty guy. You know, I tried to tackle him one time and missed my first time, so that's going to take a little bit of adjustment too. You know, the backs here are awesome, especially in our organization. You know, Shady has the best move. There's a reason why he's, you know, such a good running back. So I'm excited for him to be on my team.
How do you view the competition? And I know it's a business, and you and Joselio, I'm sure, have created a very good relationship. But, you know, you guys are competing for playing time. How would you kind of evaluate that?
I think he's doing a good job. Of course, he's a veteran. He's been here, I think this is going on his ninth or tenth year. Yeah. So for me, being a rookie, coming in, kind of learning the ropes, you know, of course, he have a head up on me. He's been battle-tested in games and, you know, for me to try to come in and take a spot from him, I know it would be tough. But at the same time, you know, I think I'm holding my own and doing what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, like I said, leave all that up to the coaches and just control what I can control.
The other part of your game and something that Eagles fans are really looking forward to, and I know the coaches are as well, Bobby April saying that you are the number one punt return man at this point, going in at least to today's practice. It's one day to the next. But all right. If all things go well, you'll get an opportunity to do that against the Steelers on Thursday night in the preseason opener. How do you know how well you're doing in punt returns when there is nobody tackling you?
You're right. You really don't know. You just kind of go through your fundamentals each and every day. Watch the film after practice, and, you know, like you said, it's different in offense and defense. You know, your first kind of live hitting on those special teams will be in that game, and I think that'll kind of dictate a lot. But definitely just kind of preparing at a game-type speed and momentum, so when I get there, I'll be ready.
What kind of return man are you? Are you, and I'll throw out, you know, Brian Westbrook was a great return man here. DeSean Jackson, obviously, right. A great return. Brian Mitchell was a north-south guy.
Yeah.
What are you?
I think I'm a more Brian Mitchell north-south guy. You know, despite my size being 5'9", 5'10", I break tackles a lot. I feel like I'm a strong runner, you know, somebody that has a good vision. So, you know, east and west won't get you very far in this league, and I know that. So whenever I get a chance, I'm trying to get north.
The reconciling the idea that everybody wants the football in the hands, you're a defensive player.
Yeah.
You must go out there and, on returns and just lick your chops and be like, man, I cannot wait till the football is in my hands.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's my chance. Yeah. That's my chance in the spotlight, my chance to get the ball. You know, what defensive player doesn't want the ball in his hands? So for me, you know, that's my time, and that's the time for me to make an impact. You know, each and every time I get that ball in my hand. So definitely take that, you know, as an important part of the game.
Brandon, what kind of stuff do you like to do for fun?
You know, I'm a video game guy, of course. Interacting in social media, you know, that's a big part
You're
of
big
my
Twitter
life.
Twitter guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like to keep the fans interacted. You know, Brandon Boykin, too, is my Twitter handle, so y'all can hit me up on that.
We will put that up there. Don't worry. We'll pub it heavily. What do you want the fans to know about you? How personal do you get?
Pretty personal. You know, currently – I like to sing. I like to you know, do a lot of musical stuff, but I can't do any of them that good. I got a guitar that I need to learn how to play. Got a piano that I need to learn
list,
how to play.
Huh?
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
So hopefully after the season, I'll get some time to do all that. But I'm just a fun guy overall and like to interact with people.
And they don't make you sing the fight song from Georgia or anything like that?
Nah.
There's none of this good old-fashioned hazing anymore?
It's not. It's really not that bad.
That's so disappointing.
I'm so glad. You know, I came in expecting the worst, but it hasn't been that bad. Most I had to do was like get some candy or, you know, carry helmets or something like that.
Carry helmets, and you have to get the chicken on
right.
the flight.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
How's the defense? You figuring everything out? You getting it mentally?
Absolutely. It's all clicking, you know, kind of in OTAs it was an adjustment of the speed and things like that. But once we put the pads on, you know, I feel like it all slowed down. Got really a lot more comfortable with the defense, with the terminology and things like that. And I think it's kind of carried over. Been able to make a lot of plays, pass breakups and
good.
Sacks and things like that.
Good. Staying in touch with the family?
Yeah, every night. You know, my parents actually watched the training camp live.
Thank you very much.
So
promo.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be watching today. Hey, Mom, hey, Dad, what's up? What's going on?
Brandon's doing okay. He's eating well. He's getting plenty of sleep. He's saying his prayers before he goes to bed and when he wakes up. And the coaches aren't yelling at him too much. Is it a different relationship with the coaches than it was in college? A little nastier here?
I haven't really experienced it, but I'm sure it'll happen. Yeah. I'm sure once I mess up, you know, I get a mouthful. It's definitely, like you said, a little bit different just from a point of a relationship-wise. You know, just kind of go out here and do what you're supposed to do. You got questions, you can go, but they expect you to handle your responsibilities and, you know what you're supposed to do. So I just try to take that and run with it.
A journalism major at Georgia, did you write any good papers, any thesis on why college athletes should get paid or anything like that?
I actually wanted to. That was a topic in one of my classes, but I tried to stay away from it. I didn't want to cause any conflict.
Well, now that you're out, do you believe athletes should get paid?
I do. You know, there's a lot of responsibilities put on us, a lot of things that we got to do that, you know, other people don't. And I think that we should get some type of stipend for it, if not.
Uniform across the board or go to the highest payer?
It has to be uniform. Yeah. That's not fair. Yeah. But I think everybody deserves a little bit of something because college students struggle a lot. I know I did. And, you know, just blessed to be in this situation.
Yes,
right
you
now.
Are. Hey, Brandon Boykin, thanks for stopping
all right,
by.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work. Brandon Boykin, Eagles cornerback on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.